Right now, we have somebody who is joining us. However, they said they would only join us if we could disguise their voice. So we have put their voice through the voice translator to disguise not only their voice, but their complete identity. And this Deep Throat informant comes forward with, they say, a bombshell. And it's kind of in line with some of the stuff we've been talking about this morning about guys having affairs. So, Deep Throat informant, are you there?
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming forward. Thank you for your courage.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak on this.
Well, what kind of bombshell do you have for us?
I have had affairs with everyone up at the ticket.
Well, now, everyone?
What is this?
Boy, that is a bombshell.
All of these lovers were so different and so tickety.
Well, like who?
The first person I slept with up at the ticket was you, George Dunham.
George! This is ridiculous.
George may look like a conservative family man who votes Republican, but behind closed doors, he was an animal who could go all night.
George, is this true?
No, this is not true.
He would often make sweet love to me for 5 hours at a time before he would run out and vote Democrat.
What?
I don't know which the bigger bombshell is.
I don't either.
I give his lovemaking 4 out of 5 erections.
All right.
You should not be laughing, Spank Miller.
Uh-oh.
Me?
I had a long-term affair with Spank Miller.
Oh, really?
Well, this is a lie?
And I found out why he has the nickname Spank. He would sit in the corner and spank himself as I pranced around in a yellow jersey. Per his command.
Man, that's weird, Craig.
That never happened.
Mm-hmm.
But Norm, he was the most violent of the ticket lovers I have enjoyed.
Norm?
How so?
It was only after he locked the hotel room door behind us that I found out his cane is not just for ambulatory purposes.
Oh my gosh.
I would describe Norman as a cruel and brief lover.
Brief.
His lovemaking is best described as an explosion of violence and joy.
Can I ask you something, Deep Throat Informant?
Yes.
Are you a man or a woman?
Yeah, I can't tell with that voice.
It depends on who I was with. For example, Bob Stern.
You had an affair with Bob, too?
Bob would make me dress up in odd costumes. All of them with the number 4 on the front of them.
That's weird.
During our relationship, I asked him if this was against his beliefs in God. He replied, there is no God.
All right, now we know you're not telling the truth.
Dan McDowell would often be too stoned to perform as a man. He would just lie there singing the theme song to the Drew Carey Show until he drifted away. And Donovan would make me do the booty shake for hours on end.
The booty shake?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yes.
And Mike Reiner, oh, this is difficult for me to speak of.
Well, maybe you shouldn't say it then.
Mike confessed that he always thought of baseball during our intricate lovemaking.
That's not a surprise.
I asked him if it was to prolong his pleasure, and he said no. He just always thinks about baseball. To him, Ken Burns' baseball DVDs were porn, and he would watch them to get in the mood.
Wow, that's really weird.
I must go. I've spoken
Wait, too we much. have more questions.
Yeah, sure. I must go. I cannot speak of this any longer.
Well, thank you.
I have to meet Gordon in the stairwell in 5 minutes. I must go. I cannot talk anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you for your courage, Deep Throat Informant.
Had as many scandals as ESPN, I guess.
I guess so. All right, 8:47 here on...